Joining us now for some political analysis is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And as we've just heard, Barack Obama is creating a lot of excitement in New Hampshire. Now, how much does his anti-war stance factor into this?
Well, as you just heard, obviously an awful lot of this is about him, the person. But New Hampshire has made it clear in the last election that it has completely had it with this war. As Mara pointed out, the two House seats, the state legislature, the governor, all Democratic. And the concern about the war is still dominating Washington, even as the changes in Congress are taking place, the changes at the Pentagon. It's the war that is the headlines everywhere. Last week, it was Oregon's Republican Senator Gordon Smith who describes himself as a supporter and friend of the president, who was calling the current policy immoral. The Iraq Study Group, headed by former Secretary of State James Baker and Congressman Lee Hamilton, has been out all over town selling the case for their report. And the war is continuing to dominate everything that's happening here.
And, of course, the Iraq Study Group released its long-awaited recommendations last week. Now that there have been a few days for those recommendations to settle in, how would you characterize the official reaction?
Well, the reaction's all over the lot. Conservative newspapers and columnists have been very strongly opposed to many of the recommendations, some of them calling it a recipe for defeat, one headline of surrender monkeys. But there's been criticisms from other quarters as well, a lot of concern from supporters of Israel about the sections about the problems between Israel and the Palestinians, some criticism from military and former military leaders about the viability of the proposals. The president of Iraq has said he doesn't like it. And James Baker has been out trying to say, look, pay attention to the whole thing. Don't treat this as, he says, fruit salad. Don't pull out the pineapples. But in fact, people are treating it as fruit salad, and some people like some parts, some people like other parts. And Baker and Hamilton have been vigorously defending the whole package, despite the fact that there seemed to be originally a cool reception at the White House. Over the weekend, the White House spokesman has been playing down any differences with the president between the president and the study group as the president goes forward and sees what he's going to do.
And what is he likely to do?
Well, he's meeting this week with all kinds of experts, everybody from people in the State Department to historians to generals, former generals. And I think that the question that is being raised is the president going to change? The way it's phrased is he capable of changing his policy since he seems to be so dug in? Senator Joseph Biden yesterday said in their meetings with the president that at the end of the meeting with the senators, the president made a little speech about the importance of democracy and how he believed that it could come everywhere. Now, Secretary Baker has made it clear that he is not against democracy, that is still a strong point, even though it wasn't in the study group's report. Look, the president says he's going to come out with a new policy or some kind of speech before Christmas. He knows what the election said. A Newsweek poll this weekend shows the fewest number ever saying that we're making progress in Iraq toward democracy and security. So it's up to the president to decide whether he's going to change course or stick with what he's got or some variation of that. And people are just not sure what he is ready to do.
Cokie, thanks very much. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.